Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to all of our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're also on Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's a great day in the neighborhood, and we're going to talk about China, because last night when we were talking about all things related to the problems that are out there and the people that were in the middle of it and all that, yeah, they named the people we all hate to, all people love to hate. One of them is George Soros and Barack Obama and the conglomerate, you know, the Valerie Jarrett and this, that, and the other. But then China came up in every conversation.
Well, China should come up in every conversation. One of the big reasons is because they pretty much have infected everything dealing with the American way of life. And I don't believe that this Biden administration has the guts or the backbone to stand up to China in any form. There's supposed to be some kind of a virtual summit between Biden and President Xi here, I think at the beginning of the end of November, the beginning of December.
Right.
Biden has told us that he, in fact, has had long conversations with President Xi, but yet he hasn't challenged him on the genesis of the Wuhan lab and what was going on there. There have been no sanctions for China not cooperating in the investigations. There hasn't been any kind of consequence for proven Chinese hackers. There hasn't been any consequence for China that has been stealing our intellectual properties, for challenging ships and maritime traffic in the South China Sea, for the buildup of the islands, the Spratly Islands and whatnot, and arming them, for increasing their inventory of nuclear weapons. So at least of which, you know, we talked about the other night that now China has the largest Navy in the world and as far surpassed the size of the United States Navy. And the fact that, they have been using mock-up aircraft carriers and destroyers of the United States. They're parked in these deserts and they're using them for target practice.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can go on and on and on about the things that China has done and is doing And that this administration just, I mean, really every single asset that we have in this administration should be focused on China. You know, China is actually buying Iranian oil. That's why Iran's very happy right now, actually.
All right. Let me pick up the caller here because we've got Dan the Man and Professor Emeritus up there in Indiana. Okay, Dan, you heard the conversation. What do you think?
Oh, she's right on the money. But I take it a step further. They're even in bed with the Latin American cartel.
Mm-hmm.
They're right
mm-hmm.
on our doorstep, and we don't even know it. They're in our college campuses in the Confucian Institute.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even call the Biden administration an administration. It's just, it's not there. There is no leadership, period. You need strong presidential leadership in a time like this, especially a time like this. And he's gone. He's checked out. You might as well face it. Right now, you got a prime minister-style government with Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
She did the same thing to Obama. We should really take some of that $3.5 trillion he's talking about and rebuild the Navy. I cannot believe that China has not blockaded Taiwan and has told the countries of the civilized world, don't fly your airliners because the airport's blockaded too. It would be easy for China to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The promises they could extract from other countries would be tremendous. I think that's where they're heading right now. And what she was talking about, the Navy, yeah. Their Navy is almost three times. We can only put 142 ships at sea at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
142. In the late 80s, under Reagan, we could put 606 ships in the water.
Yep.
It's going to be all about hauls in the water. And we don't have it. And we haven't had it now for 35 years, 36 years. I don't see where this is going except disaster. And that's what you're looking at here. You've got an all-star cast for a cabinet. They're only thinking about themselves. You know, Granholm, Buttigieg. Buttigieg takes off 8 weeks for to take care of his
maternity leave.
Yeah, paternity leave. Mm-hmm. If he can't do it, then replace him with somebody who can do the job.
All right, well, Dan,
here
comes the music, Dan. I got to let you go, but thanks very much for some enlightening comments.
Okay, thank you. Denise, have a good morning.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Dan the Man. And Denise, you hang on, and we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-9-
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain,
mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Well, thank you very much to Jeff in Sarasota for doing that for us. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. That's G-E-I-C-O. And don't forget, you can go to the website, geico.com, and find out what they can do for you. Because all you got to do is tell them what it is you're driving, and they'll give you a price quote right over the Internet. Now, if you don't want to do that, you can find out where your local agent is, and you can go see your local agent. But the best thing to do is if you have a car or a truck, or maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, all that can be covered, and you can save money by putting it all together on a policy. Now, they'll even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, or your condo insurance. That, if you bundle it together with your car insurance, will save you a bunch of money. That's the best way to do it. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have two people on the line. First one is Mary. Okay, Mary, what's your question for Denise?
Good morning. You know, those islands just didn't get built overnight. They've been being built for a long, long time, which means many other things have been going on for a long, long time, not just now. The culmination of all of that, it has been going on for years and allowed to go on. So when I hear about the threat of China, I think to myself, it almost sounds right now like another scare tactic in a way, or America better have an answer that they're not telling us about. What do you think? Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mary. Go ahead.
Yeah, they have been building it for a very long time, but I think it's in preparation for any kind of military conflict, which would happen, likely happen. I shouldn't, you know, be so confident, but it looks like after the Olympics, you know, the Olympics, China's on the world stage. This is, has reminds us of what Russia did with Crimea after the Olympics. So, Yeah, to take control of the South China Sea, which is what China is working hard to do, would put the rest of the world at risk when it comes to maritime traffic and cargo ships and so forth and so on. China wants to rule the world. That's proven in all of their proverbs. That's proven by where President Xi is taking the country. And so the Spratly Islands and the Senkakus are the one of the steps that they're taking to do just that.
All right, now we've got our friend Elliot up in Wesley Chapel. Okay, Elliot, go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Captain, and Denise, good morning. I'd like to share this with you concerning China also. You know, General Milley months ago said on the record that he called China and spoke to their general and warned them that President Trump was ordering a strike on China. I'd like to know, did the general of China army call General Milley and warn them that Beijing was set to test a deadly hypersonic missile? I don't think so. Hell to the no. You know, the Chinese perform so much evil in the face of adversaries. They never show weakness in the face of strength. Our past and present leaders in America are feckless when it comes to America first. America last is where they are pushing us, folks. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Touche. They didn't call us first. President Xi and his military and the Chinese Communist Party essentially are telling us they don't owe the United States or America anything. And that's witnessed by the fact that they were flying all those planes in and around Taiwan airspace. The fact that they are not raiding in North Korea with the missile test that North Korea has been doing, I might add, with China's wink and nod and putting countries like Japan at risk. The fact that they have sent all these students here in the United States has given them visas to study in our universities, but more than that, to help steal our technology, which happens at our universities because they're government contracts. I mean, I can go on and on and on. So have U.S. Approaches to China been feckless? I would say yes. The closest we came was with Trump, but I don't think he did nearly enough. But he certainly got Beijing's attention. But there's we're in trouble now when it comes to the policy between the United States and the relationship between the United States and China. We're in trouble.
So Nancy Pelosi shows up over there to conduct a wedding, and she's over there at the climate conference, and she made a statement, made a speech where she agreed that the U.S. military pollutes more than 140 countries combined.
I saw that. Not even sure I know where to go with that and why that would even be a part of a discussion or it even mentioned. I mean, it just doesn't compute. But that just tells you that she has disdain for the military. And if you don't think that they are working to neutralize budgets and research and development, so forth, so military, think again.
Right. Okay. You're absolutely right. Now, moving along here, Russia's advanced hypersonic missiles are highlighting the fact that Biden's pathetic weakness in the new arms race is going to get us into huge trouble, because a lot of people speculated last night where I was at about the fact that those models they've got sitting out in the desert are going to be to test fire the hypersonic missiles at.
Well, that's in China. That's not Russia. I wouldn't conflate that one. China and Russia really don't like each other, but that doesn't mean they don't cooperate.
Right.
They do from time to time. The big thing is that, well, I shouldn't say the, because I don't think these necessarily prioritize, but China and Russia, for that matter, should be a major concern to this administration, and I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing the Pentagon going over there and beating down the door of this White House or the State Department. I mean, they could have, China could have, I think, 1,000 nuclear weapons in 6 years. Now, I think they already have a couple of hundred. They're also building nuclear warheads, which would be deliverables, the deliverable mechanism. I think that they intend to have more than 1,000 of those in a couple of years. So where exactly is the U.S. policy with China? Because I don't know. And I think it doesn't need to end with nuclear weapons, but it needs to begin with the Wuhan lab and maybe certainly include nuclear weapons and hacking and all the rest of it. Trump didn't. I think if he had a second term, the relationship between the United States and the West with China would be very different today.
I agree with you. Okay, one more caller here. We'll shake it before we part here. Okay, Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's your question for Denise?
Yes, good morning. I like Denise's idea in regards to this invasion at the southern border and probably coming through Canada also. And with you said that the infection of our bureaucracies and our college campuses with these Chinese students and spies that are here in this country, if President Trump is able to overcome another election stealing and him being in office and then placing Tom Holman back at ICE, a mass roundup and deportation of Chinese students, Chinese those who infected all of our bureaucracies, and a roundup of the southern, those who come across the southern border.
All right, thank you. Okay, I had to cut him off because we're coming to the end of the segment here, so you won't even get a chance to answer that, but we'll, to be continued. To be continued.
Okay.
All right. Yep, you're right. All right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Go over there to her website and check it out at founderscode.com. Don't forget, great articles that she writes over there. Make sure you take advantage of those articles.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on...
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
NASA announcing it's taking a small step back on the next moon mission. The goal was to land two astronauts on the lunar surface by 2024, but the agency early today announced it needs another year. It blames budgets, technical issues, the pandemic, and a delay in building the spacecraft that's supposed to carry the crew. Amid inflation fears and higher gasoline prices already, now Americans are being told to expect meat prices to climb. CNN's reporting that Tyson Foods, Conagra, and Kraft Heinz have all notified retail customers their frozen and refrigerated meat prices are likely to be increased soon. Investors have been awaiting the release of the latest inflation report from the Feds. Yesterday, all three major indexes closed down. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and good morning again. It is time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two campuses to train you to become an aviation maintenance tech, a very high-paying, in-demand job. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. And I'm going to let them tell you more about them right now before I tell you where these campuses are.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses, one located right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, of Tampa Bay. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. So that's location number one. Location number two is in Concord, Mass., which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So what I suggest everybody does before they even talk about how serious you might or might not be with National Aviation Academy is that you go to one of those two campuses and you ask to take the tour. Now, in doing that, you'll be able to talk to students. You'll be able to talk to teachers. You'll be able to talk to the financial people who will tell you how, if you're a military veteran, post 9/11, if you have not used your educational benefits, you'll be standing in high cotton because everything will be there for you to be able to use it, and everything will be paid for 100% in your GI Bill package. Now, if you've used some of your benefits before for education, you might not have the whole amount available, but they will find out for you from the VA how much you do have available. And if for some reason you use them all up and you don't have money to do that, then they will get you a help you get a student loan so that you can go to one of their two campuses, either the one in Concord, Mass., or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, and become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, camaraderie, esprit de corps, they got it because they're the best at what they do. You can't fly an airplane without somebody on the ground certifying that it's flyable to get up in the air to begin with, and that's where these mechanics come in, and that's what the National Aviation Boys do. You've heard Bo talk about all the different things that they can do and all the different training that they go through and the certification and this, that, and the other. And it's true. It's true. So, 800-659-2080 is the phone number to call to take the tour of one of their campuses, 800-659-2080. And you can check them out online by going to the website, NAA.edu. Okay. Service members who still have family stranded in Afghanistan may have a new reason for hope after the Pentagon declared those relatives eligible for assistance, evacuation, and asked for help identifying them so they make sure to get the right people to get them out of Afghanistan. And there are still family members there. Now, the Pentagon's latest admission, where they talked about the botched intelligence behind the strike that mistakenly killed 10 civilians in August in Kabul. Remember that? The drone strike? Also, nearly a decade after Congress mandated the use of investigators and prosecutors who were specifically trained to handle sexual assault and domestic violence cases, a draft of a new Pentagon report obtained by CBS News reveals the military is failing to comply with federal law that requires it to give survivors support. That's not good. I hope they get that straightened around real quick. And there was no allegiance that any submarine hulls failed. But authorities said the Navy had incurred increased costs and maintenance to ensure that they remain seaworthy. And we're talking about a metallurgist who admitted faking steel test results for the Navy subs. What a shame. Also, the VA secretaries promised quicker action on the burn pit benefits, veteran suicides. In a recent interview with Military Times, Dennis McDonough said that he feels a sense of urgency on addressing those lingering veterans' challenges. And you bet there is a sense of urgency. Now, I feel like I let down a 20-year generation of soldiers. That's what many soldiers are saying about Afghanistan and having to pull out the way we did and having our Marines get killed the way they did. By the way, happy birthday, Marines, 246th anniversary. Happy birthday, Marines. Always happy to do what we can to lend a helping hand there to the Marine Corps. My son is a Marine, and I'm a proud Marine dad. Now, the United States plans to invest in 5 to 10 infrastructure projects around the world in January, as part of a broader group of 7 programs to counter Chinese Belt and Road initiatives. This came from a senior U.S. official yesterday. We'll see what that's all about.
And Iran said on Monday that the United States should provide guarantees that it will not abandon Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers again. They're trying to revive, this is if the talks revived again with Iran. Right now, the shoe's on Iran's foot. We'll see what they do. No telling. Now, satellite images are showing all sorts of things over in the South China Sea. Mainly a very busy sea with Chinese warships. And to use the word, they're everywhere, would be not an understatement. Because they are. And of course, it's been mentioned before that they have a lot more ships than we do, and they're going to have a lot more. And I get it. Now, remember that baby? That two-month-old baby that was crushed into chaos during the Kabul airlift chaos? And the parents handed the baby to the soldier on the wall, thinking he would soon get to the entrance. Well, nobody's seen the baby again. Wonder what happened there. Very good question, right? Also, U.S. Security forces affiliated with U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said Monday that they thwarted a plot of suspected Islamic State groups to carry out an attack on a prison holding ISIS fighters in northeast Syria and get them out. Didn't happen. The attack was repelled. Which, kudos to the forces for doing that. Now, Lebanon is going to begin the second phase of a two-step process in filling their security gaps along the border with Syria. So said the head of Lebanon's Joint Border Security Committee. He said that to Defense News. So we'll see how many weeks or how many days that takes. Obviously, the forces that are there would not want him to do that, but what are they going to do to stop him? We'll just have to wait and see. Okay, I hear the music. That means get ready for Mr. Excitement himself, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming back right after we take this 3-minute break. And I will be right back with the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
From Tampa Bay, Florida, it's the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. You can talk to the captain toll-free, 1-877-969-8600. Call now.
All righty. Thank you very much. This is Jeff from Sarasota, where I was last night down there at the Covenant Church. Sarasota Patriots, very enthusiastic group. And keep up the good work down there, guys and gals. You are very much needed in the scheme of things, and you will do just fine. And I was very fortunate to be able to talk at their meeting, and I appreciated that. Saw some old friends I haven't seen in a while, and it is what it is. Now, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends over at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Remember, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that has made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, also a double wishbone suspension, and it comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Don't forget, some other amazing creature comforts include quilted leather seats and a front seat massager, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Now, they also honor those that have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program. What that means is active duty military, veterans, as well as first responders and church pastors, all get great deals offered to them. Now, they are located on North Florida Avenue next to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at moss.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to save some money in the deal there, too. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
It sounds like the market is getting a little bit nervous. What say you?
Oh, listen, it's my job to manage money, so I'm, you know, no matter what's going on, I'm always a little bit nervous. And when stocks race to the roof, that's when you should be more cautious. That's, you know, what we have to do is look to obviously take some profits off the table. Everybody's going to point to, why the market sell off yesterday? The market didn't sell off that much. I mean, if you take a look at the grand scheme of things based upon where it's come from. The concern out there is going to be moving forward. What's going to happen with this economy? What's going to happen with inflation? Is the market due for a bit of a correction? Yeah, it is. But again, nobody out there can predict when that's going to happen. So what you do is you kind of tune out all of this noise. What we do is tune out all of this noise and just focus on the fundamentals of the companies that you own. And time frame. You have to understand that, you know, if the market corrects, let's say the market crashes 25% next week. How will that affect you? Is it going to change your lifestyle? Is it going to matter to you? Well, if it is, well, then obviously you're going to have to make some changes to what you're doing. Because again, market corrects 25% for me. What do I care? I said, you know, it's going to be back and, it's going to give me the opportunity to buy more things on sale. Everything is dependent upon your situation. The day-to-day fluctuations in the market are something that really shouldn't concern you. And if they do, you need to make a change.
Well, here's a change for you. If you're planning on having turkey, turkey prices are up around 41% this year compared to a year ago. The biggest annual gain since 1988. And also general supplies and utensils for around the turkey, around the bird, the cranberries and whatnot, are up anywhere from 36% to 50%.
We're going to have to go back to the 70s, like WKRP in Cincinnati, and do the turkey drop, Matt, from the helicopter. And remember that television show?
I do.
They did that turkey drop. We're going to have to start doing a turkey drop. The prices are so high. That's an amazing number. 40% higher. Oh, my Lord, merciful. I mean, it's crazy. It really is. All you people out there that support this nonsense on the left, well, you know, this is what you get. You know, it was funny. Yesterday I was talking about this on my podcast. There was a column. Actually took it down. MSNBC trying to tell people, and it's just a theme now, trying to tell people that inflation is somehow a good thing. Let me tell you something that no family has ever said. Gee, I'm thrilled that I'm paying more for groceries. Gee, I'm thrilled I'm paying more for gasoline. Gee, I'm thrilled I'm paying more for energy. No family ever has said anything like that. But yet, these fools on the left are trying to talk people into that inflation is good. It's crazy.
Well, the question is, what's Biden going to do about it?
Nothing. I mean, there's nothing much he can do. What is he going to do at this point in time? He's doing more of the same. He wants to shut down pipelines in Michigan, make energy prices higher, which is an input cost for all of these items in the first place. Fed's been printing money, so there's not much he can do.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. It's a shame. By the way, AOC chimed in. So did Omar. We'll go with what Omar said. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, she's up there in Minnesota, she said she doubts that the Biden social spending bill vote will happen next week.
I don't know. I mean, they want to get done before Thanksgiving. I don't know how, quite frankly, again, if you're going to pass something like this, Matt, I mean, that's going to get to a point in time for us where, you know, we're going to become like dinosaurs. We go that far to the left and you put that many more entitlements in there. There's really, where are we going to go from there? I mean, how do you pull back from that as a society? I mean, we've drifted really far to the left since the Great Society programs. This is most certainly a much sharper turn to the left. And, you know, once these things start, they're very, very difficult to shut off.
Right. And we talked about the carbon tax yesterday, and it was brought up again for today. Apparently, they are talking about a carbon tax in the Congress of the United States.
Well, I mean, they've been talking about that for a long time. Again, you know, Wall Street's going to love that, too, simply because, you know, give them something to trade and create other, you know, assets out of thin air, which, again, no pun intended, out of thin air. You know, that's what it is. You're basically trading air. Again, I'm still trying to get my arms around that.
It looks like as if Remington Arms has moved its global headquarters to Georgia, and in doing so, they will have a much more competitive hand in the market because it'll cost them less to operate.
Oh, yeah, and it's also a much friendlier environment rather than New York. Where is it located in New York? I'm not sure. I know it's upstate New York somewhere, but I don't know where.
Who's that?
Remington. It was from in upstate New York somewhere.
I think it was somewhere around Syracuse or Utica, somewhere in there.
And again, they've been there for, I think, America's oldest gun manufacturer. Yeah, it's the same thing that happened. Smith & Wesson left Massachusetts and moved to Tennessee.
Right.
You know, right. I would too. I mean, you're going to move your business to where it's going to, obviously, you're going to be welcome, and it's cheaper to do business.
Right, and they get a big break on their taxes, too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's the reason they go, and I get it. I get it. I don't have any problem with that at all. If they want to move to a better environment, move.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, the Jake Sullivan says the Biden administration is not seeking the fundamental transformation of the Chinese system. I didn't know we were trying to do that. I thought they were trying to do that to us.
Well, I think that they've been much more successful than we have. Xi Jinping is, you know, about ready to, you know, get another term, and it's going to basically be a perpetual term where we haven't seen a Chinese leader consolidate power like this since Mao Zedong. And again, you know, there's going to be a point in time where there's going to be, you know, blowback because of what's going on in that country. They have their difficulties that they, you know, they try to brush underneath the rug. They've been doing this for a long period of time, but that's going to only work for so long. And this is obviously where my concerns arise when it comes to, you know, military ventures and them deciding to take Taiwan. We know how dictators and despots like to distract people with wars. And it's a great way of doing it. I really don't think that there's much we could do in regards to that situation, outside of obviously hurting them financially, moving supply chains, getting them off the SWIFT system. But their property markets are still in absolute disarray, overvaluation everywhere. And again, it's going to be difficult to keep all the people in check when things really kind of go haywire there.
Do you have any racist roads near you?
Yeah, I saw that question yesterday with Mayor Pete. We're out of time. You know what, Matt? We should probably talk about that tomorrow. It's an interesting topic.
Yeah, we will, and I want to bring it up to you tomorrow because it's nuts, but we do want to talk about it. Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
You have yourself a great day, my friend.
You too.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow, and that's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And then tomorrow we will talk about the racist roads in America. Wow. Can't stand it, huh? Okay, we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.